Good afternoon. Today is May 6th, 2025. It's approximately 3 p.m., and we're here under case number 1250082. The appellant is Jason Dimmick. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. And I'm going to go around the room and ask people to please state and spell their name for the record, starting with Jason Dimmick. And you are muted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
All right, Jason Dimmick, J-A-S-O-N-D-I-M-M-I-C-K.
Jason with the name Jay Redbird.
I'm Jason Redbird, J-A-S-O-N-R-E-D-B-I-R-D.
Two words, as I see on the Zoom thing, thank you. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Mr. Dimmick, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Yes.
If you didn't, we have time for you to read them.
Okay, I probably should do that.
Okay.
Okay, so would that be via email?
If you're looking at the exhibits, it is exhibit 4 and was also emailed to you. Sir, if you can't find it, I can pull it up so that you can read it.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, it's probably be the fastest.
Sure. No worries. Give me a second. I'm going to pull it up myself first.
a little confusing for me. I got some emails in the regular inbox and some were in the spam. And
this is the one. Are you seeing something that says co-securing statement of rights and procedures?
Yes.
Or something different? Okay. And tell me when I should scroll down.
Okay, scroll. Okay. Okay.
Do you have any questions about your rights to the hearing?
No, that makes sense.
Okay. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I work for the city, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid.
Okay.
A tow will be found valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing.
Okay.
This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. And the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony and ask questions of the other side if you so desire. Go through the exhibits. We have exhibits 1 through 13. And Mr. Dimmick, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision? And you are muted, so if you answered, I did not hear you.
Okay. Sorry if I'm... whatever. Where do I find those 13 exhibits?
In the case management system, okay. Are you able to pull those up?
Let me look right now. Oh, we have that. Here we go.
So I'll just go through what they are.
Okay.
The first is your hearing request form. The second is from something called ARES, which shows the city system for the dates of the tow and that type of thing. Exhibit 3 is the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 4 is your statement of rights that you just read. Exhibit 5 is the Zoom instructions for getting into today's hearing. The rest of the exhibits, 6 through 13, the city submitted. 6 is a tow report, which the officer may read from today. Exhibit 7 is a citation issued on April 22nd. Exhibit 8 is photos taken at the time the citation was issued. Exhibit 9 is a citation issued April 24th. Exhibit 10 is photos that go with that citation. Exhibit 11 is a citation from April 25th. Exhibit 12 is photos taken at the time of that citation. And Exhibit 13 is law that the city thinks applies to this case.
Yep.
Any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No.
And Jason Redwood, I did not confirm you are a parking enforcement officer, I assume, from your what I see on your shirt.
Yes, I'm a parking code enforcement officer for the city.
Thank you. Do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits?
No.
And I think I asked Mr. Gimmick to state and spell his name for the record. I'll ask you to do the same.
Jason Redbird, J-A-S-O-N-R-E-D-B-I-R-D.
Thank you. And I'll ask you to both please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Mr. Gimmick, if you agree, please say so.
Yes, I do.
And Officer Redbird?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with the appellant. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Well, to my knowledge, and the research I've done, is you're supposed to get a green sticker stating you have, X amount of days, don't quote me, but I think it's 10, to acknowledge, you know, that your vehicle's needs to be moved or relocated or whatever that verbiage is, but you're supposed to get a green sticker, like a warning, and not just like have your car stolen from you without any warning. So I feel like that was just an unjust tow. I've been couch surfing and I'm living my car a lot of the time, so this is making my hardship even harder, and I hope that that would be considered. I basically had my home taken away without anybody to tell me it was going to happen.
Thank you. Officer Redbird, do you have any questions for the appellant based on his testimony? You're muted.
No, I don't have any questions for him.
Thank you. And let me see if I have any questions. Okay, I don't have any questions for the appellant. So now we'll turn to you, officer. You've heard the appellant's testimony. Please tell me why you think the tow was valid.
First of all, for the green ticket he's talking about, that is for procedures for our abandoned auto department. When an automobile has been abandoned, they use those green stickers and give an allotted amount of time before towing. That's not the case here. I came across the vehicle April 22nd, and it had been in a metered area, metered parking space, and was not paid. So I gave it a citation for non-payment that day on the 22nd. And that was on Halsey Street, I guess, between 6th and 7th Avenue. I then came back on the 24th, 2 days later, April 24th, and saw the same vehicle in the same spot, and there was not a payment for being in that spot still. So I issued a second citation along with a red warning stating that it could be towed at any time because of non-payment and it not moving. And that was on the 24th, so I had a red warning on the windshield along with the second citation on the 24th. And then I came back on the 25th, a third day, and issued it for another citation of non-payment because the vehicle still hadn't moved and still had not been paid for to be in that parking space. And I had taken valve stems measurements and could tell that the vehicle hadn't moved by the wheels. And so that's when the tow had been issued, was on the third day, actually the fourth day from the first ticket, but it was the third ticket, the third citation after the warning was given that it had been towed.
Thank you. Mr. Dimmock, do you have questions for the officer based on his testimony?
No, I take responsibility for that.
pathetic as it may sound, the tether also expired, so I haven't been driving it. I've been trying to move it around, so it wasn't in the same spot, like Mr. Berg says. So I've been on foot. I'm trying to find work. I'm looking for a job. And, yes, it was parked there for 3 days. I'm not going to argue that. I don't remember seeing any red ticket, though. I don't. Perhaps it was placed right before I got there, or I don't know. I did get a regular yellow parking ticket, which I have written into the judge explaining my situation, hoping that they'll let me make payments on these tickets. And I'm not trying to get out of it. I'm just in a tough spot right now.
Thank you. I do have a couple of questions based on the appellant's questions. Officer, did you put the red warning sticker on at approximately the same time you put on the second citation on April 24th?
Yes, it goes on the exact same time. I actually put them on together at the same time underneath the windshield wiper.
Okay.
I have pictures. There's pictures in the citation photos also that show the red warning on the windshield.
Thank you. And again, you ordered the tow on the 25th around the time the citation was issued at 9:32. Is that right?
Yeah, the third citation, yes.
And you ordered the tow at that time? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll also ask, I know there is or was a program available through the city for people who were living in their cars to get the vehicles out at little or no cost or something. Do you know the status of that program now? Like, is it still in existence, and would it apply to this case?
I'm not familiar with that program for these regular vehicles. I haven't heard of anything like that since I've been here. I know that there's a program for abandoned auto RVs and stuff like that that they have a program for, I think, but for this case, there's nothing I've heard of like that.
Thank you. I might have been thinking of the abandoned auto program. Okay, thank you. And Mr. Dimmock, your vehicle is still in storage, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, therefore, I do have to rule on the record, so I'm going to ask the clerk to go off the record, and I'm going to take a few minutes. Thank you. City Code 1620-430 says that it is unlawful to park a vehicle in a metered space without paying the meter fee. And Section 1630-120 says that a vehicle can be towed and held at the expense of the owner or person entitled to possession if the vehicle is parked in violation of a parking restriction, which this vehicle was. There's also a code section 1630-210 that says a vehicle can be towed when they are in violation of a temporary or permanent parking restriction. So on its face, this tow looks valid. However, there is an overlay of a court case, which I apply. And this is the case of Grimm versus City of Portland. The case has a long history. It's a federal case from the Ninth Circuit that started out in Portland. And it went up and down a few times on appeal. And the last decision in that case came out in January 3rd this year. And that case held that a citation itself does not provide, if the citation doesn't give a tow warning, then the citation does not provide the notice that's required by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that the vehicle may be towed. The red tow warning placed on the vehicle does give notice, obviously, that a vehicle may be towed. In the Grimm case, the vehicle, the red warning was placed on the vehicle 2 days before the tow. In this case, the red warning was placed less than 24 hours before the tow. The red warning sticker was placed on the 24th at 11:42 a.m., and the vehicle was ordered to be towed at 9:32 the next day. So that's less than 24 hours. I am finding that the appellant did not get adequate notice of the tow, and therefore I'm finding the tow invalid. So at this point, the appellant does prevail in this case and gets to get the vehicle out of storage at the city's expense, and the clerk will be sending you something that says that, and I'll be issuing a written decision with my more formal ruling later. But at this point, I think you have to get the vehicle out within 24 hours.
Okay.
If either party thinks my decision's wrong, they have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. So thank you both for appearing today.
Thank you.
This will conclude the hearing. Thank you.